Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today, the general manager of Smith Plumbing and Heating, Mr. Mike Robinson. Mike, it's been more than a year since we've seen you.
Yes, it has.
Have you grown taller since I saw you last?
No, I think that's all done now.
Well, you recognize Smith Plumbing around town because of the pink truck with the lady with the
Rosie
gun
the
show
Riveter.
Going on. Yeah, Rosie the Riveter on the side of the truck. Yeah. You're actually a woman-owned business.
That's exactly right. That's, in fact, the owner that's on our trucks. Luckily, that's also my wife.
Yeah. So it's good to know the owner, isn't it?
It is. She lets me work there, so I think I have job security anyway.
I think that's a wonderful thing. You're going to follow along with us as we go here. SmithPlumbingHeatingCooling.com is the website. SmithPlumbingHeatingCooling.com. Several items on the agenda to talk about. First of all, the lifespan of water heaters is one thing we're going to touch on. How important is proper air filtration to a heating and cooling system? That's a big one we're going to talk about because, as Mike will tell you, a couple of special, interesting meteorological things happen in February and March, so we kind of really don't give top-of-mind thought to, and we should. And then lastly, we're going to talk about why home services like yours, Mike, can tend to be a bit on the expensive side versus what they were 10 years ago. There's something interesting happening in the workforce that is causing a little bit of a challenge. We'll talk about that as well. Why don't you lead us off with one of the big questions you get all the time, or don't get enough, but when should I replace my water heater?
Yeah, that's a great question, great point for us today, because that's probably one of the most challenging things as plumbers when we talk to people about their water heaters we face. People think, oh, it's working, so we're not going to replace it. And in fact, the manufacturer will tell you water heater is good for 8 to 12 years, depending on the water quality and the usage. Here in the Springs, we usually aren't too concerned with customers until they hit maybe 12 to 15 years. But at the same time, they don't last forever. And the last I checked, water heaters don't text you right before they're about to break in the bottom dropout where thousands of gallons go in your home. So just like you wouldn't drive your vehicle with balding tires and wait for a blowout on the side of the road or a blowout going, 70 miles an hour on the highway, you tend to replace those before the need is there. People really have to think about that with their water heaters too.
Well, yeah, and with tires, you can see the tread. With water heaters, you can't necessarily see any evidence until it's too late because they rust from the inside out.
That's exactly right. They do rust from the inside out. The only telltale signs you can have is a little bit of leaking around the bottom, a little leaking around maybe the thermal expansion valve, something like that.
And you got to watch for that moisture around your water heater because, Mike, as you and I were prepping for our interview today, you were sharing with me some pretty tough examples. The math gets pretty ugly when you are running a water heater that costs you about $75 a year to operate and you let it go until it breaks. And now what are you faced with?
Yeah, exactly. When water heaters go, and we get probably 10 to 15 calls a year from people who say, oh my gosh, my basement's flooded. And we go down and of course the bottom has fallen out of the water heater and just poured thousands and thousands of gallons into their basement. So before that happens, we always tell people, hey, let's proactively, the manufacturers say 8 to 12, we're comfortable as long as it's been maintained of going 12 to 15. But by the time it gets to 12 to 15 years, you need to plan for replacing it.
Yeah, and I like one of the lines in your notes here, that it is not a badge of honor to say that you've got a 20 or 25 or even 30-year-old water heater. That's risking a lot.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, and this has been consistent through my career that's well over 40 years, that for some reason they think that if they're getting hot water out of their tank that it's fine. It's 20 years, 25 years old. But you got to remember also there's probably a third to or more of that tank is full of sediment that's built up over the years. It's not heating and recovering as quickly as it used to. And as I tell people, once you get to 15 years on a water heater, you're paying for a new one every year or the amount every year on that water heater just through overpayments to the utility company trying to heat water inefficiently.
Yeah, and the utility company doesn't like inefficient power consumption.
No, I mean, they'll tell you that as well if you file with them. You know, 12 years, you need to start thinking about replacing your water heater.
Air filtration and heating and cooling systems, and leading this particular subject off is the fact that you say something happens with the weather in March that really isn't top of mind to us.
Right. You know, it's we think of cold weather. We think of December. We think of January. But in effect, the coldest weather here in the Springs happens in February and March. So our furnaces are just now about to get the big push, the big winter push. It doesn't happen, believe it or not, it doesn't happen as much in December and January. But boy, February and March are cold here in the Springs. So we get calls when furnaces start working. We get calls all the time about, hey, my furnace isn't quite heating the way it used to, or it's not blowing enough hot air. And then one of the questions we always ask before we go out is, when was the last time you changed your filter? And this can lead to a comedy of responses. One would be, where's my filter? What filter are you talking about? Because they've either new to the home or they're renters, and they just don't know where their filters are to change them. And the other one, of course, is, oh, no, I haven't. And then they go down and say, yep, that's it. It looks like a dead animal pelt on the front of this filter, so there was no airflow.
Furnace filter is readily available, and a furnace checkup is always a good idea ahead of the cold season.
Yeah, and it's not too late for that. And we actually have a promotion going right now of $59 for a complete precision tune-up and cleaning, including a gas leak check and a carbon monoxide check. Again, going into the coldest months of the year, it's not a bad thing for people to still tune up their furnaces.
Yeah, and carbon monoxide, dangerous, dangerous stuff. If you have a heat exchanger that has a crack in it, it's letting that stuff in your house. You can't smell it. You can't see it. And, you know, that's another good bit of risk you don't want to face. So get that checkup once a year. Lastly, probably the top question you get when you guys are out on site doing your thing is, why is this stuff so costly now when 10 years ago, I could do this a whole lot cheaper?
Yeah, I wish I had a better answer than this for that. But, of course, all costs have gone up. Insurances and you know, tag fees and everything associated with running a business is more expensive today. But the biggest factor is labor. You know, we have a shortage of younger technicians coming into our business. The statistic is for every three people we have retiring or leaving the trades, we only have one person coming in. So we're facing somewhat of a labor shortage. Shortages in labor drive up labor costs, which of course have to be passed on to the customer. So if we don't encourage our young people, like that they have options, or at least tell them they have options, college isn't for everybody. Racking up that debt, going to college may or may not be something you want to do. But the trades always have great opportunity with a lifelong or career opportunity to make money. So we need to encourage those people that are not ready for college to come into the trades. And having extra labor will help us at least manage and stabilize the labor.
Yeah, you know, we talk about that a good bit on not only our news programs, but certainly here and on my weekly business program. We talk with business about that challenge all the time. There are schools and organizations and even transitional programs from the military that are trying to help, but our town is growing. And you see that every day. And we're growing a little bit faster than we keep up with workforce. So you're right. If somebody in your world does not need to go to college, get them in the trades. You know, we're talking a few years out of an apprenticeship or school, salaries $60,000-$70,000.
Yeah, you're
easily.
Exactly right.
It's a great living, and you got no student debt.
No student debt. You're walking out two to four years. You're for the rest of your life going to be making a healthy income, $70,000 or more.
Well, Mike, I know you want to meet and get to know more folks, so let's talk about that special one more time that you're running.
Yeah, for right now, going into the coldest months of the year, we're running a tune-up special, furnaces and boilers, $59. Normally, a complete precision tune-up and cleaning is $129. It takes us about an hour, hour and a half to do. But right now we have on special for $59. Give us a call. We'll not only tune it up, but we'll also check for gas leaks and carbon monoxide, just to keep you safe.
And the number to call, Mike?
That would be 719-392-4269. 719-392-4269.
And that is Mike Robinson, General Manager of Smith Plumbing and Heating and Cooling and Electrical.
And Electrical.
You got the bases covered, man. Mike, thanks for spending a few minutes with us here on KRDO Business Connection.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And that's it for this edition of Business Connection. We'll be back next Sunday at 7 o'clock right here on KRDO News Radio.